All right. Welcome, 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 everyone, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is Tony's Political Ramblings. And so today we're going to take a little bit of a detour. Typically, a lot of these episodes deal with things of national importance or global importance. But today I want to go a little more regional, a little more local, a little more metropolitan, if you will. And so today I want to take a look at the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority. WMATA, I'm going to call them that from here on out, and sort of the issues they've been having as of late, and my pitch in order to improve their services and to maintain steady ridership numbers. And so I think the first place to start is, well, what is WMATA? To those of you who don't live in the immediate Washington, D.C. area, WMATA is the larger transit authority that deals with a lot of public transportation in the Washington, D.C. area. It deals with Metro Rail, which are trains that take individuals from one side of D.C. to the other and pretty much all over the immediate region. You have Metro Bus and Metro Access, which are both automobile-based and bus-based forms of transportation that do the similar things, but it is obviously done on wheels instead of on the rails. So that's basically how it works. And so why I'm making an episode about this in particular is that not too long ago, a few weeks ago, one of the trains on the Blue Line, which is one of the lines that goes around DC and Arlington in Virginia and Alexandria, one of those trains derailed. And upon further investigation, WMATA discovered that there was a safety defect on these particular 7,000 series of trains that led to the entirety of the 7,000 series trains being pulled from the rotation, as it were. And so as it stands now, those 7,000 series trains make up about 60% of the entirety of WMATA's active train car fleet. And so this is a big problem. Whereas trains used to come every 10 to 15 minutes, now they come every 30 to 40 or 20 to 30, depending on the time of day. And so, as I said, this is a pretty significant drop in service. And so it's raising a lot of concerns about commuters and how they're going to be able to get around the city. And in addition to this, there already were problems leading into the pandemic in terms of efficiency and all, but those were exacerbated when ridership took an absolute nosedive following the pandemic. And so even in this most recent quarter in 2021, ridership is still down 65% of what it was projected to be in 2020, meaning that about two-thirds of the ridership that WMATA was expecting did not come in this past year of 2021. And so that's sort of the situation. That's the context of what we're looking at right now. Ridership is down. 60% of the trains are off the rails. On top of that, there are more trains coming. As I said, the 7,000 series was the top of the line new trains that they got 6 years ago in 2015. And they most recently stopped adding new 7,000 series trains to the rails in 2020. But they have these new 8,000 series trains coming in 2024, 2025, roughly. And that's going to boost the line, the fleet of trains that they have in the stockyards and on the train yards so that they'll be able to accommodate more people and eventually phase out some of the 3,000 and 6,000 series trains that are still running. However, those trains aren't going to be here for another few years. So WMATA has to do something in the meantime in order to placate and satisfy their riders to make sure that people can get where they need to go. And so that brings me to my pitch here, and my pitch to not only solve this immediate acute problem of a train shortage, but to sort of make WMATA into an organization that has room to grow as time moves on. And so I had a few things in mind to get this done. And so first off, the first immediate solution to me is to expand the Metro bus line. Now, this seems like a good idea based on trends from the fiscal year of 2021. This in a recent quarterly report, as I believe I alluded to earlier in this episode, this is a very unusual situation because Metro bus ridership was actually higher than Metro rail ridership. Usually it's the other way around. An average weekday ridership for the quarter four was 174,000 people, which was more than twice of Metro bus's numbers in the same time frame in the year before, and is almost 50,000, it was 52,000 more than Metro rail ridership in that same time frame for this year. There was only 122,000 riders of Metro rail in quarter four of 2021. And so to me, the most obvious solution would be to key in on Metro buses and to expand those. They seem easier to acquire, easier to make, easier to produce, and easier to get more of them on the streets of DC, Maryland, and Virginia. To me, that seems like the first big step that would work to expand that newly popular way of getting around DC. And so since these buses that are easier to produce and easier to get on the streets, since that those will fill the immediate need in terms of this lack of ability to get around as efficiently as when the rails are running, that brings me to number two, as in there's not really much to do in terms of Metro Rail. And I should say that there's not much to do differently in terms of what WMATA already has planned. I think that since ridership is still reduced, from the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's probably going to take a while to come back, if ever, really, simply because of remote work and really the transformation of the labor landscape over the last year and a half. It might not ever come back to those numbers, but it might take a while, even if it does. So to me, the plan to replace the 3 and 6,000 series trains with the new 8,000s. When they come in, and to refurbish and make safe the 7,000 series, that seems to be good enough for me. I don't think there's really a whole lot that needs to change on that front. So by 2025, the vast majority of the fleet will be the 8,000 and 7,000 series trains, and that seems to be good enough for me. They're already building extending lines like the Silver Line out into Northern Virginia. And the plans to me already seem to be on the right track, as it were. I realize I'm making all kinds of puns with rail, but it is what it is. And so that brings me to my third point, which would be to focus on improving the experience for those who are still taking Metro Rail, Metro Bus, and Metro Access. And that includes things like security and extending hours of operation, things of that nature. If WMATA is going to run on a smaller or rather the same size, no real size increase in terms of the fleet, they could instead invest in extending hours and extending the frequency at which those trains will come. And buses, obviously, as we talked about, the trains and the buses will come late into the night. One of the biggest complaints that I hear even locally about WMATA is that it just doesn't run late enough, especially when you compare it to other cities around the world that in some cases operate 24/7. And so I think extending the frequency and the duration of WMATA, Metro Rail, and bus service into well into the night, 1, 2 in the morning even, would go a long way in making people want to go on Metro Rail and Metro Bus well into the night, and it would improve the image, because again, you even have situations where after Washington Capitals hockey games, for example, people are like in a race against time to get back to the Metro before it closes, and that's kind of annoying. and so building that will build that trust and improve the experience of the Metro for the people who still use it and will make them more likely to use it in the future. And I think another piece on top of that is improving safety on the Metro, especially in those later hours in the evening. That includes probably putting more security on the trains in terms of like having WMATA employees, security guards monitoring the trains while, you know, riding the trains and monitoring them to make sure nothing too terribly exciting is happening on the trains or too terribly dangerous is happening on the planes. Sorry, trains. And so I think this third point, improving the experience, is going to work to improve trust in WMATA from people all around D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And it will, and I think improving that trust and that relationship with the people who ride the trains is key in the long run to increasing demand. So my pitch here is really twofold. What I've outlined up to this point is really just the short-term fix for the WMATA Metro Rail train shortages. But it also, at the same time, it sets up a future where there would be an increase in demand. By expanding the Metro bus lines, you cater to more people, and you cater to what people actually are wanting to take more. There, like I said, there were more Metro bus riders than Metro Rail riders in the fiscal year of 2021. And so you're expanding to that interest. You're expanding on that interest. And then you're, by increasing the duration of service and the frequency of service, you are playing to the trust and convenience of it. And by improving safety, you are increasing the trust of the riders. And so when you've done all of these things, when you've made the Metro, you know, WMATA's services, as in Metro Rail, Metro Bus, and Metro Access, when you've made them more efficient, when you've made them safer, when you've made them, when you've appealed to things that people are really interested in, you create this relationship between WMATA and the people who live and commute in or travel to the Washington, D.C. area. You make that relationship stronger, which will ultimately drive more demand. And at that point, you build more train cars to move on the Metro Rail. You continue to improve and increase the frequency of Metro bus stops and buses in general. And so then once you've established that demand and that demand for more public transportation usage, then you will see the need to build more and more. But for now, I think the key is to focus on building that relationship between the people who live and commute in Washington, D.C. and who use the Metro rail and bus services and the agency, and putting that relationship at the forefront here. That's the key to me. So once you build that trust and that relationship, the rest will take care of itself.